What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the telephones here, apparently, Mike Pence is down there in Texas to meet with the victims of the Texas shooting. And already there is apparently another shooting incident in Floresville, near Floresville Nursing Home and Pecan Park on Hospital Boulevard. And this article I'm looking at doesn't even say what state it's in. So it's obviously local news. But it looks to me like I'm starting to get really suspicious that we're going to see a whole flood of these staged shootings until the gun grabbers get the guns. So they seem to be ramping that one up quite a bit. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Dan in British Columbia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Talking about climate change, we've just had a new government here in British Columbia, Canada. And it's kind of a coalition government with a Green Party and New Democrats. And I know that sounds pretty scary. But one of the first things they did when they got into office was now we're not allowed to know where the green carbon tax goes. It used to be revenue neutral. And now it's supposed to be for green buses and putting in bike lanes, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now we're not allowed to know where the money's going, and it's going into the general coffers. And this is one of the most, you know, climate progressive places in North America. So it just goes to show you that it's a big scam. It's all for money. People are being duped, and I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, we know that this is this kind of thing is going on all the time. We just had that story about the property tax increases down on Maui, and the people of Maui were told, we're going to take this money, but we're going to improve public services to you. And of course, it didn't happen. The money is being shuffled off to prop up the state's employee pension system, which is in serious trouble. When we lived in California and they were first starting to put together that California lottery, and it was going to benefit the education system, and that's what they got it past the voters with. Where we'll have a lottery, it's going to benefit the education system, and the schools were in pretty bad shape, and I know because I taught in one of them. And all of a sudden what happened was as soon as the lottery money started coming into the education system, the state government simply pulled back the state funding for education by the exact same amount. So the schools never actually benefited. And the state government now had more money to play with in their general fund. And so, yeah, this kind of subterfuge and deception is going on all the time. All of these governments are broke. All of these governments are hideously in debt because none of them will stand up and recognize the fact that private central banking, by design, creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And they need to shut that down if you're going to have a functioning, balanced economy that serves the people in the nation. Now, Canada, originally, the Charter for the Bank of Canada, which is owned by the people of Canada, was supposed to provide interest-free loans for infrastructure development as a way of easing the burden on the taxpayers. But unfortunately, Canada's government some years ago stopped using the interest-free loans and started borrowing for infrastructure development from the regular commercial banks. Apparently, it was a requirement of the deal to join the World Bank. And it led to this lawsuit, which was hushed up, about why the government of Canada is choosing to borrow money at interest and stick the Canadian taxpayers with that interest bill rather than avail themselves of the interest-free loans guaranteed by the Charter of the Bank of Canada. So all these governments are playing these games. And you're right. It's all about getting more money and more power and more authority. And every government on earth is hopelessly in debt. And that right there tells you there's something wrong with the way economics are being run. Because in theory, with a fair and balanced economic system, half the countries would be in debt and half the countries would be in a surplus. And I remember before Reagan was elected, the U.S. government was one of the greatest creditors on earth. And now we're one of the biggest debtors. So something has gone horribly, horribly wrong. And this whole global warming is just another scam to try and trick you out of more of your money. You know, we need a little more of your money to save planet Earth. All right, here's a little more money. We need a little more of your money to save the people of Syria from the evil Assad. All right, here's a little more money. But we're running out of money. That's the problem. Washington, D.C. stretches their talons out to grab a little more wealth to themselves, and all they're getting back are wood splinters from the bottom of a very empty barrel. And that's why they're in a panic, because they understand that the American people are no longer this reliable source of unending wealth that can be grabbed and put into the government. And that's why it's all coming to an end here. All right, let's see. We're going to go to David in San Francisco. David, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Two things. I was spurred to call by the Rand Paul thing, and I found an article that's from CBS just basically an hour ago. And according to Rand Paul's tweet, he says, "I appreciate all the support from everyone. A medical update report indicates 6 broken ribs, and a new X-ray shows a pleural effusion."
And oh, boy.
I don't remember, is an effusion a bruise that creates a whole bunch of excess blood around the lungs?
Yeah, it might be. I'd have to look up the exact definition of that term, but it does sound like, yeah. Yeah, it does sound bad. Did they mention whether the person who attacked him with a weapon? Because that kind of damage, that sounds like, you know, a baseball bat or like a rake handle or something.
No, it doesn't, and I'd been wondering about that myself. Somebody said that they live in this kind of a prissy neighborhood, a tidy, tidy neighborhood, and you're not supposed to have grass clippings on your lawn. And so this neighbor apparently has got one of these super tidy, neat lawns, and Rand Paul was just buzzing through without his lawn catcher on it, or his grass catcher on it, and so this has been going on for some years that he never uses a grass catcher and forces this guy to rake his
I'm having a real hard time with that one, but you know, some people can get their knickers in a twist over some very, very silly things here.
Well, that's right, yeah. Now, the other thing, I've talked to you before about the Green Party, and with that last caller, you know, I'm calling you from San Francisco, where the Green Party puts out a lot of good ideas, but the old boy system find a way to screw it up. So, for example, it's been now 22 years ago that we legalized marijuana for medical use, and already, today I attended a press conference where virtually no cannabis shop can get set up in this city anymore because of zoning restrictions saying you can't have it within a certain distance of a school. And so for every possible proximity to a school, there's no business district that won't be affected, and so it'll basically make it impossible to set up a cannabis shop in the very city where we got it legalized to begin with. And so there was a press conference on that today, and some of the members of the Board of Supervisors are intent upon reversing that. And that gives a kind of a correlation to what the earlier guy was talking about. Greens will come up with here in San Francisco, We, since we're a peninsula, we don't have any land to dump trash in. We don't have any garbage dumps in San Francisco proper. So we have to actually either rent a spot in some other county, or we have to figure out some other way of getting rid of our trash. And San Francisco, having so many restaurants, we have a magnificent amount of grease. And so making biodiesel became a huge deal. And the restaurants get a break for giving their excess grease over to the biodiesel producers, who then give it to the bus system for basically cost. And so we get rid of our grease via biodiesel, and that seems like a great idea until some of the oil and gas boys decided to ruin a few batches, and that damaged enough buses that it made the refineries, the biodiesel refineries, crippled. So, never underestimate the old boy network finding a way to ruin a good idea.
Well, it's not necessarily old boy. I mean, it's an interesting name here, but what you're seeing is corporations whose profits are threatened are going to do everything they can to protect those profits. In the case of the marijuana legalization, the primary movers that are trying to get marijuana returned to being a totally illegal drug are the alcohol and tobacco industries. And what they're really afraid of is that marijuana becomes legalized and somebody gets some seeds into the country and people start growing the stuff in their backyard, then they're not going down to the stores anymore and buying the product, you know, and corporations making money off of it. The goal of all of corporatism is to make us dependent on the corporations for absolutely everything we need.
Yeah, although there's a third, and that's the pharmaceutical industry who, you know, I got rid of bronchitis. I fought it with antibiotics and couldn't get rid of it. But I've done this three times now. I've had bronchitis that came that close to pneumonia. And the way I got rid of it was I found the cheapest pot I could get, you know, Mexican dirt weed, basically. And yes. I'd find the funniest book. So I would sit there and laugh and cough and laugh and cough and cough and laugh and cough until it took me 2-3 days to cure myself while the antibiotics just wouldn't do it for weeks. So, you know, never underestimate the pharmaceutical industry having a vested interest in making sure that this zoning plan goes through. Yeah, Colorado is facing this, the DEA. You know, you talk about a bunch of bureaucrats that are trying to hold on to their jobs. You got state after state after state legalizing it. You've got places like Western Kansas that used to grow hemp, you know, in the 19-teens, the 1920s, yes. the 1800s. Hemp was one-third of the American economy. It wasn't just rope. It was paper. It was high-quality cloth. It was burlap bags. It was silage for cattle. It was hundreds and hundreds of uses, oils, all sorts of different things.
Useful plant.
Right, and when William Randolph Hearst decided to outlaw it, he figured out that if he called it hemp, he'd get laughed out of there. But if he called it marijuana, nobody had ever heard of the word marijuana before, and outlawing marijuana, well, I guess we could. But it was one-third of the American economy. And all of a sudden, this one guy, William Randolph Hearst, outlaws one-third of the American economy and forces us to go over to oil, to petroleum, in other words, and cutting down trees, which is a very wasteful way of making paper. So, you know, you have an annual plant like hemp versus a perennial like a tree. You take a 75-year-old tree and turn it into paper instead of taking a one-year crop of hemp. Huge waste.
Yep.
So, yeah, global
warming. No, I'm in agreement with you. I mean, you know, here in Hawaii, they do have medical marijuana allowed. Again, I think the real fear is the established corporate profits, whether it's big alcohol, big tobacco, big pharmaceuticals. They want it all to go away, and Sessions is clearly, obviously, on board with them. Anyway, listen, David,
we're
going to have to let you. Yeah, we have to let you go here. Do a shout out to our honor affiliates rejoining our network here, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Andy, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike, I think you know, there's several things weighing on my mind. I think everybody in this country can say there's several things weighing on their mind. But one of the things I want to say is that we're all being very overcautious about Donald Trump. I mean, there's no doubt, unless this is a serious psyop, there's no doubt that Donald Trump is not the favorite of anybody involved in this big conspiracy that we've exposed here. I mean, because he's totally at the other end of all of these jokes. He's the butt end of the joke. So having said that, either this is a really serious psyop or he's actually doing whatever he can do. And with a deep state government that is, you know, we've already revealed there is a deep state government, his hands perhaps are tied, and he can only do so much. So, and don't get me wrong, I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for anybody. I gave that privilege up long ago. But I still thought he was the better candidate. But like you say, the lesser of two evils is still evil. And I want to see a lot more. But having said that, I think that Donald Trump is in a position where he's doing what he can, and he just jumped into a position that ended up not being what he thought it might be, or maybe he knew this. Maybe he knew this, but being a billionaire...
I disagree with that one. I think he was very... He had a very naive image of what being president was going to be like, and I think the reality has been very hard for him to deal with.
Well, and perhaps it was, and absolutely it was, but maybe he... I mean, let's just give the little, 10% doubt on that, that perhaps he knew he had to... And maybe he was still a patriot with that 10% notion that he could do something. You know what I mean?
Well, again, we can speculate widely about what's going on, whether Trump has been threatened, whether he's simply been bought, whether he's having to just, be controlled by those who supported him in his candidacy. But at this point, actions speak louder than words. And what we're seeing is that we did not get the Donald Trump we thought we were voting for. On many areas, and of course, the war issue is the biggest disappointment for me, and the second biggest disappointment for me is that Hillary Clinton is not yet facing her day in court, those are the two biggies for me.
Well, and truth be told, Mike, I can't see any reason why we are not seeing trials with Hillary Clinton right now, and Bill Clinton for that matter, and everybody in the Obama administration, and those people who were in charge of 9/11 and all that stuff that did their stuff. I just can't believe that we're in a position in a world today where we still think we're free, and these people are the freest people in the world because they're never charged with anything, and yet you and I have to go into court for petty stuff. Thank you, Mike.
Well, you're welcome. The reason is very simply, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. The problem is that it's all swamp. And there is nobody inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. that you can hire into a position of authority or responsibility who is not already compromised in some way to some part of that narcocracy. And we're seeing it already with Uranium One. Where the lawyers on Mueller's special counsel office signed off on the Uranium One deal, they're compromised by it. And again, Trump's biggest mistake coming on in was to be magnanimous in victory and to allow all these holdovers to remain in their jobs, thinking that they would now switch their loyalty to him. And that may be the way it works in the business environment. It's not the way Washington, D.C. works. Donald Trump was an outsider, and he should have brought in an outside staff for the White House. There are very capable, talented people out here in this country who are not part of that political clique inside the Beltway. People like Larry Klayman or Alan Favish, who would be very good at doing the jobs that need to be done inside that government. But the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump is president of a government that is basically surrounding him and saying, we're not going to let you go in any direction other than what we choose for you. And, Donald Trump, he may be looking for a way to have a breakout, but he's surrounded himself. Again, he's tried to drain the swamp, and then he turns around and he hires the alligators and the water moccasins into his key staff positions. So he's already hamstrung himself, is unfortunately the reality here. And even though so far he's going along with all the agendas, they still want to kick him out. And I'll tell you right now, if Trump's Commission for Election Integrity does not get their act together and get some major changes to make our elections honest by this time next year, then we will have a Democratic Congress by hook or by crook, mostly by crook, and they will impeach Donald Trump. They want him out of there. Just to prove that they are still in control of the United States of America and not you, the American people. That's what's going on. All righty, we're coming up here on another commercial break. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And when we come on back, we're going to be talking about technology and computers and a few other things that are going on as well. So please stay tuned, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. So
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, people are sending me more information about Rand Paul. They're saying that he was literally tackled by the neighbor, that it was over this landscaping argument. I got to tell you, this is starting to feel like Harry Reid's exercise machine accident. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe something else is going on where Rand is being threatened. And somebody sent a message to him. So we'll keep an eye on that here. Meanwhile, back to the phones here. Robert in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to correct a previous caller about paper manufacturing. Paper's not made from hardwood. It's made from southern yellow pine. It's grown as a crop in the south, just miles and miles of it. It's very renewable.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Hardwood is not used for paper.
No, it's southern yellow pine, and it's grown and it's replanted as it's used.
Yeah, I remember when I lived in Washington State and we saw all these areas where they literally had date signs on them. These were planted in this year, and it was a rotating thing. And Weyerhaeuser definitely had a good program of sustained growth for their wood pulp.
Okay, can I bring up one other fact? Do you know the percent CO2 in the air?
Not at the moment.
0.038. That's a percent of CO2 in the air. and every plant needs it.
Yes, absolutely. The more CO2 there is, the faster plants will grow and the more food they'll produce.
Right, and most people don't realize how little CO2 there is in the air. 0.038. That's the amount of CO2.
Okay, but CO2 was picked as the demon gas because it could be linked to human activity. There are far more potent greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, the biggest one being water vapor. But you're not going to convince people they need to pay a tax because there's clouds over their home. And then you have methane, which is 10 times more powerful greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, but is produced by bovine flatulence and deep crust microbes and termites, life forms that are all too smart to fall for Al Gore's nonsense. And so they settled on carbon dioxide because that one they could say, oh, carbon dioxide comes from human activity. See, it's all your fault.
Well put. Thank you for your show.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Boy, there's a lot of breaking news going on here. Let's see now. Let's get rid of that here. Now, as you know, many years ago, the United States put up the Global Positioning System. And there, it has two flavors. There's the military grade, which is very accurate. And then they had the civilian grade GPS, which had a deliberately induced wobble so that it couldn't be used for accurate targeting of, shall we say, rafts with bombs on it or anything like that. And the wobble basically made GPS useless for anybody except if you were out in the ocean. And so after a while, especially with the development of radio hams creating what were called ground correctors, local correctors, they turned off the wobble, and that's why GPS is now good enough to navigate down the streets of your city with. And it's become a very important part of our economy and our industry and our infrastructure. And it is, of course, a very powerful part of our military because of all the weapons that are guided to their targets by the military side of GPS. Now, the U.S. has always maintained a right, if you will, to shut off GPS to prevent its being used by other countries against us in the event of war. And so other countries have already started putting up their own satellite-based ground navigation systems. And the newest one is coming from China. They're getting ready to launch it. And this one will be accurate to the millimeter. That's the accuracy they're saying their system will be able to accomplish. Well, you're not even going to need a tape measure anymore. Just take a position here and a position there and let the calculator do the rest. That's going to be amazingly accurate. What a wonderful tool for things like archaeology. So we're coming up here on another commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line. And when we come on back, more about science and all kinds of things that are going on in breaking stories. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones here. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh my
Rick,
God,
are you there? There you are.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I hear you now.
Hey, you know, I think they're bringing in Trump here. He's going to sign gun control legislation. I'm predicting that. He is. He talks too much in the campaign about mental illness. And they're not going to ban the gun. They're going to ban the person. That's my prediction. And it's going to be the same thing. He's going to sign the legislation that decides who gets guns. And that's all I have for today. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Rick. We're going to let you go here. See, here's the problem. There were already laws in place that would have prevented this shooter from having a gun. This was a screw-up by the government, by the Air Force, because this guy's history did meet the criteria for refusing to allow him to buy guns, and he got them anyway. And so what we have here are existing laws that were not being effectively enforced. And instead of talking about let's enforce the laws we have, politicians will say, well, we'll pass more laws and I'll be able to campaign next year that I got I voted yes on this law. It's the same thing with immigration. We don't need new laws regarding control of our borders. We need to enforce the ones that are already there in Title VIII. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Murr in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, greetings, Mike. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Guess whose birthday it is? Ursula Haverbeck. She's 89.
Oh, that's true. I did see that. And, you know, happy birthday to Ursula.
And guess what? Trump yesterday recognized the victims of Bolshevism. Wasn't in the Bolshevik news, though, was it?
No, it wasn't.
And I had one other thing. Oh, I was going to say, everyone be sure and read your natural news today. There's several articles that sound really good, but the one in particular made me think about you, the apples and grapes, and polyphenols. I saw you eating grapes on air there.
Yes.
And lavender, and there were a couple other things, community garden, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm a believer in community gardens. I used to call it guerrilla gardening, and the idea was that everybody just goes on out to their local home and garden store, and they buy a bunch of vegetable seeds, and they just plant them on any open stretch of ground, and they just start growing, and all of a sudden you have a food source that is not coming through the supermarkets. It's certainly going to help feed the homeless, and all it's going to cost you is a few bucks in seeds to get it started.
Oh, and even better than that, too, well, along with that, know what is good that grows wild. There are a lot of things that grow wild. That's really no-till, huh?
Well, there's a lot of things that grow wild, but you have to be trained and educated to know what to eat and what not to eat. You can't just walk into the forest. Well,
I know.
I went through all that when I was in the Boy Scouts, and again, when we moved here to Hawaii. We don't have a lot of poisonous stuff here in Hawaii, but there are a few things that you need to watch out for.
Well, that's under the community article there, too, Natural News, I believe. Let me see. Don't shy away from the wild edibles.
Yeah, remember Yul Gibbons? He actually wrote a book on stalking the wildlife, and then he did all those cereal commercials about how healthy he was eating all this stuff in the woods, and then he died of a heart attack.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Well, you know, you got to have your fats. That's probably what was wrong. And also,
he was always out there saying, ever eat a copper tea kettle? Many parts are edible. You know, so.
Oh. Well, you got to drink. Drink and poop. Got to do a lot of that.
And on that happy note, Murr, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here and get on back to the news here. Now, Prince William is out there urging for depopulation efforts in Africa. He's saying that the population of Africa is putting a tremendous amount of pressure on the natural world. Well, Prince, I don't like being the one to tell you this, but we human beings, we're part of the natural world. I'm part of nature, and because humans are tool using by nature, this computer's part of nature, this light fixture is part of nature, we're all part of nature, and we have as much right to be here as anything else. Alarmingly, though, all of a sudden we seem to be seeing Black Death exploding all over Madagascar and 9 neighboring countries and islands, and now we have Marburg showing up on the Kenya-Uganda border. So it looks like Prince William may be getting his wish. But Prince William reminds me of one of those people who thinks that the world would just be so much more wonderful for the elite and the rich if they could get rid of all those icky-poo human beings who just stand up and demand things because we made promises last election. And the last Tom Clancy book I really liked, it's before he started getting all these ghostwriters involved, was Rainbow Six. And the storyline behind that was a group, a conspiracy of ultra-rich people who were going to wipe out 95% of the human population and let the world go back to nature, except, of course, for those carefully manicured lawns around their palaces. And I liked the final resolution in that story. I'll let you find out for yourself. Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, okay, you mentioned Trump. So whenever Trump comes up,
I recall back in March when AIPAC came to town.
Yes.
I don't think they ever leave town, do they?
No, they don't.
Henry Makow, M-A-K-L-W, Henry Makow, a couple years ago, I happened to come upon him, and he had an astonishingly revealing article regarding Shabbat Lubavitch. And it just so happens, AIPAC is predominantly, if not exclusively, Shabbat Lubavitch occupied or
yes.
populated. And Henry Makow said, is Shabbat, this is the title, is Shabbat a criminal, racist, terrorist organization?
I remember seeing that article.
Yeah, and they had he had a picture of Menachem Mendel Schmierson. Man, I tell you what, that guy, oh, man, a perfect incarnation of a humanoid demon. Well, Menachem Mendel Schmierson is honored by Public Law 102-14 of 20 March 91. It's called Noahide Laws Education Day. And
yes.
It's in honor of him. And I remember seeing a photograph of H.W. Skull and Bones Bush as he was signing it into law. And believe it
yes.
or not, Mike, the very first tenet of Education Day is, idolatry worship. And according to Shabbat Lubavitch, anyone that worships a so-called god other than their god, which they claim, that's why Tex Mars, who revealed this with John Stadtmiller last year, Tex Mars wrote the book Holy Serpent of the Jews. Well, the Shabbat people, they worship Lucifer, Hasatan, Baphomet, Jabalon, and they're the ones responsible for the Jabalon.
Wait a minute. Okay, I have to call you on that one because Baphomet, as I recall, was the name given to an artifact that was held in high esteem by the Templars, and it was thought to either probably be the mummified head of John the Baptist. So I think you need to sort of pull back and go over your sources again here because you're throwing out a lot of words and names. You're even mispronouncing a few of them. I believe it's pronounced Shabbat, and take a look at that. So we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call, and we're going to get back to the news here. Now, apparently, former Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer was testifying before Congress earlier today and basically apologized for the Yahoo hacks and claims that no company is immune in this era of what she calls nation-state hacking. So she's going along with this idea that this was all done by Russia as opposed to the NSA or something. And it's easy for her to get up there and apologize. She left the company last January with a $23 million severance package along with $186 million in stock options. So we seem to live in a society where people who screw up really big time seem to do out very, very well, and people who are just doing their job normally and getting things done are sort of looked down on and askance, if you will. Now, apparently, there's a move in Congress to use social media for censorship. And apparently, Representative Adam Schiff, Trey Gowdy, Dianne Feinstein, Senator Mark Warner, Representative Jackie Speier, Senator Tom Cotton, Representative Joaquin Castro tried to browbeat executives from Facebook, Twitter, and Google into blocking all digital dissent to the anti-Trump Russian line taken by the Democratic National Committee and the military security complex and to serve as spy agencies for the CIA. And I'm a little surprised to see Trey Gowdy being a part of this, but apparently they have aligned themselves with this idea that this was all Russia's fault. And so apparently the thing that unites all these Republicans and Democrats is the desire for a total police state. And they also want these social media platforms to spy on you, which is a good reason to stop using those social media platforms. Now, we've been talking about the iPhone 10 or the iPhone X, whichever you want to call it, and it's apparently not going to be one of Apple's premier products. It's costing $1,000. Apparently, it only cost them $357 to make. They're putting a huge uplift on it. And it turns out it's failing in its early drop test by product testers. Apparently, the fact that it's got glass on both sides to allow the wireless charging to work. Other phones have plastic. And apparently, it's just not robust. It's not sturdy. The facial scanning system fails repeatedly. And they don't have the fingerprint button to allow you to get in there an easier way. You have to type in your 6-digit PIN code. I don't think it's going to be a huge seller. And I got to tell you right now, I certainly would not be inclined to have one. I mean, I resisted upgrading from my iPhone 5 until literally there was no other choice. Now I'm on an iPhone 7. I'm perfectly happy with it. And I'm going to keep it until it gives up its ghost. I'll skip over the iPhone 10 to something else. Now, apparently, there's been another scandal. This one involves the Ultimate Fighting Championship pay-per-view UFC.tv site, which streams mixed martial arts competition in which you get to watch men and women in really tight clothing beat the heck out of each other in a cage. And what is going on is people are paying money to watch this, and at the same time, their PCs are being hijacked by Monero miners. So while you're paying to watch these battles, your computer is being hijacked to mine cryptocurrency for somebody somewhere in the system. I think that's dirty pool. Now, as you know, a year ago, there was a major distributed denial of service attack that caused internet outages across the U.S. It targeted the internet infrastructure company Dyn, which provides domain name system services to look up web servers. And apparently, Monday, there was another nationwide series of outages, but this one had a much simpler cause. Now, at Level 3, which is an internet backbone company and enterprise ISP, they said there was a misconfiguration, and it created a ripple effect causing problems for companies like Comcast, Spectrum, Verizon, Cox, and RCN across the country. Our problem is we have allowed this technology to become too complex, to become decadent. And the more complex it becomes, the more error-prone it is, the more failure-prone it is, the more difficult and costly it is to maintain, and the easier it is for the cyber criminals to find ways through it to attack us. We need to reverse direction and go back to simplicity and things that work. A lot of people were very upset to find out that there is a Minix operating system inside Intel's CPU chips. Never mind your operating system and all your peripherals, Intel's chips actually have an internal Minix operating system and a software stack, which includes networking and a web server. And it's as insecure as it can be. It's wide open for somebody to take control of your machine, and people are very upset about this. Now they're trying to find out if AMD is doing the same thing. But it's rather alarming to live in a country where every single device that you buy has been engineered to work against you, to invade your privacy on behalf of the government and indirectly the cyber criminals. Now, apparently, you can still PWN Android gear with Wi-Fi packets, even though it's 2017. They're saying you need to get your patches out on that. Do you know when Rome fell? When Rome began to fall? Yes, it was hideous amounts of debt, and that in turn led to another reality. Rome had invented all this amazing technology. They'd invented concrete, the aqueducts, the roads, all of this stuff. And it made the empire work, this infrastructure. And all of a sudden, when it became too extended across the empire, and they didn't have the money, and they couldn't maintain it any longer, Rome began to crumble and fall. And the same thing is happening here in the United States. We've allowed our infrastructure to decay to the point where it can't be repaired anymore. We've allowed our computer infrastructure to become so complex and obfuscated, it can't be easily fixed and maintained. and it's being taken over by the cyber criminals. And if history is to guide us, if the history of Rome is to guide us, this is the opening fanfare of the last days of the great American empire. Now, apparently, down in Texas, there's a pilot program by the National Guard, and they've taken two Texas National Guard surveillance aircraft, and they have installed technology from Maryland-based Digital Receiver Technology, which basically allows them to fly overhead and listen to your cell phone calls, grab photos and text messages on your cell phones, just flying overhead with this equipment. And I don't think the cell phones would be giving up this information unless they had already been pre-programmed to recognize the signals coming in from these devices and say, here's what we've got. Here's what we've got. Got to be careful what you put on those devices. They're not secure. You should think of them as outside your privacy perimeter, not inside. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And getting back to the idea that maybe you should treat your cell phone and tablet as being outside your personal private space, is this object lesson that is coming in from Qatar Airways. And apparently, there was this couple and their child were flying to Bali, Indonesia for a holiday after boarding in Doha. And apparently, just for whatever reason, while the husband was sleeping, the wife took his thumb, put it on the fingerprint on the phone, decided to peek at what the husband was doing, and discovered he was having an affair. And needless to say, she was not entirely cheerful about this, and she basically just started beating up her husband on board this flight. The cabin crew could not get her to stop, and they actually had to do an emergency landing in Chennai, India, to get the family off the plane. So, object lesson there. If you're doing something that's stupid, don't even keep it on your cell phone. It's really ridiculous. Okay, last phone call of the day. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. That's good advice, considering our cell phones to be public and outside of our personal privacy.
Yes.
I'm actually going to take that advice to heart. It just clicked inside of me. You're right. Of course you're right. From now on, anything I do or say or store on my phone, I'm just going to consider as if I've posted it online or that I put a sign outside. And, yeah, that's good advice.
Yes.
Hey, I just got, like, a random list. I called in late, so it's more appropriate to have off-topic things, if you don't mind. We could try some.
Okay, but we're almost out of time, so go quick.
Okay, remember that famous footage of that bridge that was knocked down by wind?
Galloping Gertie.
Right, and the reason it fell down is because the wind was whistling through the structure and it made a tone, like a sound tone, and then it just so happened that the bridge was constructed to be resonant to a certain frequency that the wind happened to be making, and then it resonated and built up the power of the wind and until it fell down. And there's this doctor, his first name is Rife, like the first four letters in rifle, and if you look up Rife frequencies, he spent his life's work finding out what kind of frequencies can destroy bacteria and viruses in the same way that that bridge was destroyed. And it's very fascinating that there is ways of targeting specific viruses with specific frequencies and killing them off.
Well, as I recall, he was never actually able to find a frequency that would work on a virus or bacteria and not harm the cells near it. But what's really interesting is, you know, those backscatter machines they have at the airport that they claim are harmless. Well, it turns out they're not, because a study over at Johns Hopkins has uncovered a new phenomenon called molecular resonance, probably along the same lines as this Rife did, where repeated exposure to this radio signal can get your molecule shaking hard enough to cause molecular damage. And if that molecule happens to be DNA, then you're looking at a real problem. But again, all of this stuff is being marketed and sold and forced on us to make a fast buck, and nobody's really concerned with the long-term health consequences of any of this stuff. Okay, Mateus, I got to let you go.
Okay, have a good day.
That's it. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to call it an end to our show here today and get something useful done with the rest of the afternoon. Please stay tuned for John Stebmiller's program. He's got a lot of wonderful stuff to share with you. Please take what you learn here and just send it out to everybody that you know. Keep the focus on Uranium Gate, Dossier Gate, and Primary Gate. We have to keep pushing this stuff forward. So we'll be back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.